Next year, the U.S. will most likely produce about 24.2 billion pounds of beef. That's 115 million pounds more than had been previously forecast, or about 0.5%.
We've noted that somewhat more animals than we thought had been placed in feedlots in 2013. They will be coming out in 2014.
But Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Banky says even though production will be a little higher than expected,
it is down nearly 6% year to year, so still a fairly sharp decline.
The cattle herd continues to shrink, and of course cattle prices continue to climb. For 2014, Banky looking for an average steer to fetch $132.50 a hundredweight.
That's an increase of about 5.3% over last year, and really what it reflects is a strong demand for beef and those relatively tight supplies.
But it will send retail beef prices to new record highs as well. But hog producers, it looks like you will be producing a little more pork than expected next year, and more than this year. Banky says production could be just under 24 billion pounds, up a bit more than 0.5% from what was forecast last month, and up 3% from this year's output. A big part of the increase?
We're anticipating somewhat heavier weights of these animals, and the reason for that, frankly, is because of the cheaper feed or cheaper corn that we're seeing.
Now, we keep looking for the negative impacts from that porcine epidemic diarrhea virus that has been killing baby piglets, but Banky says so far,
we have not seen the effect of that. We're not saying that it does not exist. We just haven't seen the effect of that yet in terms of being able to quantify it in any manner, and that is not reflected in any of these numbers.
So if pork output does indeed increase next year by 3%, Banky says hog prices will take a dip.
Down to $61 per hundredweight compared to $64.40 in 2013.
About a 5% decline. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.